This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Nearly 1,800 Amazon workers in Spain went on strike during Amazon's Prime Day, the company's biggest sales day of the year, according to labor activists. Thousands more Amazon employees in Germany are expected to also walk off the job in the second day of the 36-hour sale for similar reasons. The unions that represent the warehouse workers say they are calling for better working conditions, pay, and health benefits. Trump administration will end a long-standing requirement that certain nonprofit organizations disclose the name of large donors to the Internal Revenue Service, a move that will allow some political groups to shield their sources of funding from government scrutiny. The change, which has long been sought by conservatives and Republicans in Congress, will affect thousands of labor unions, social clubs, and political groups as varied as arms of the AARP, the United States Chamber of Commerce, the NRA, and Americans for Prosperity, which is funded partly by the billionaire brothers Charles and David Koch. In a man bites dog script flip, MGM Resorts International is suing the 1,000 victims of the shooting in Las Vegas, alleging it was terrorism and they're not liable. President Trump is the single biggest political advertiser on Facebook, spending $274,000 on ads since early May, outpacing the second biggest spender, Planned Parenthood Federation of America. Planned Parenthood spent just over $188,000 on Facebook ads during the same period. The EU fined Alphabet's Google $5 billion, a record for the bloc that could loosen the company's grip on its biggest growth engine, mobile phones. Weeks after Minnesota regulators approved the replacement of an oil pipeline that crosses the state, Native American and environmental groups are starting to oppose the project with a similar playbook to the failed effort to stop the Dakota Access Pipeline. Facebook said that it would begin removing misinformation that could lead to people being physically harmed. Mark Zuckerberg, the Facebook chief executive, said in another interview published that he would not automatically remove details that the Holocaust took place from the Facebook sites. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.